Where the Legends Play, Willie 1550 and 98.7. Good afternoon. My name is Kenny Graves, and so pleased to have on the phone with me. Wow, she's got quite a resume. She's released 23 studio albums, has had 36 hit singles on the country charts. She is a two-time CMA Female Vocalist of the Year, also named Female Vocalist of the Year by the Academy of Country Music, and she has been nominated for 2 Grammy Awards. She's had 20 top 10 hits, with 10 of those hitting the number one spot, and she's come a long way since those early years on that Indiana farm. She is superstar Janie Fricke. Hello, Miss Janie.
Oh, Kenny, that was just a great introduction. Thank you so much for that.
Least I can do for a great artist. I grew up listening to your music, and you have a throng of fans here in this part of Texas. So thank you for taking the time to speak with us.
Well, I'm glad we could do that today and get caught up and see what's been going on in our lives.
Yeah, so ready to get things going back forward again for a change.
But absolutely.
We'll start this the easy way. Take us back to your home state of Indiana. Now, you learned piano and guitar as a young child. And what music was an influence on you at a young age?
I think I loved anything that was singable and sounded great. I was playing everything I could just by listening to the radio, and I would sing along and practice my harmony parts, too. I loved it all.
Well, now, did you learn your guitar and piano by ear, or did you actually take official lessons?
Well, my mother was a musician, and so I learned the actual music of it. I was in choirs and that sort of thing. Took piano lessons, so I learned the notes. And I think that's really good to have that base, because it helps you in so many different ways to create a song or to learn a song.
Quickly, yes, I bet so. And then, of course, singing became a big part of your life. You began singing at an early age for people just wherever you could, right?
Oh, I did, yes. We lived on a farm in Indiana, and there were lots of little hoedowns and hootenannies and parties to play at. So I started singing at a very young age, learned how to play guitar, and hit every opportunity I could. And that just seemed to follow all throughout my school years. I focused on that and made a little extra money on the side doing that.
Very nice. And then, of course, in college, you were a member of the Singing Hoosiers. I'd not heard of them before. And you began singing as a session vocalist and doing commercial jingles. You did for a lot of big companies. And most notably, the one that everybody will remember, I know, is you were the voice who sang the Red Lobster line, "Red Lobster for the Seafood Lover in You." I mean,
Red Lobster for the Seafood Lover in You.
Thank you for that. I wanted you to do it, but I wasn't going to ask. But that's awesome.
Makes me want to go out and have some seafood today.
Me too. Now I'm hungry. But that's one I'm sure people probably to this day still say, "That was you, wasn't it?" You know, I'm sure you get that a lot.
Well, I really enjoyed working in the commercial jingle business and doing studio work, because I sort of became a technician. I was able to read the music. I could work in a vocal group and do backup harmony on record sessions. And we worked with some of the best producers in Nashville. And all the great artists came in to have their records done. So we got to do our oohs and ahs in the background with them. And then on the side, I got to sing commercials and work in the studio and do a lot of major ad spots.
All pieces you put in place to form a fantastic career. But you moved to Nashville in 1975 and became a very popular backup singer for some big names. Who were some folks you had a chance to work with at that point?
Well, you know, I think it's probably listed in that press kit somewhere, but it seems like our vocal group worked with people like Conway Twitty and Ronnie Millsap. And then later on, I had a chance to do duets with Merle Haggard and George Jones, because they would need little one-liners on their songs. And so I was very busy.
Yes, you were. And your great work with Johnny Duncan led to you being signed by Columbia Records. And, of course, you had great success with some other number one duets there in the late 70s and really began to establish yourself as a solo artist at that point. And, of course, beginning in 1981, it took off like a rocket, and you were dominating the country charts and kind of became a household name. What was that time like for you?
It was very busy, fast-paced. I had to go ahead and get the tour bus and the band started up, and we just traveled all over the country. We toured with Alabama, so that was like 2.5 years of touring and doing major concerts, and so it was very demanding, but it was great. It was wonderful.
You got seasoned really properly that way, I bet. Some big crowds.
Yes, definitely.
We'll step aside for a second. I read that an interesting passion you have is with home accents and designs. Can you tell us how that's worked out, and how did you get into that?
Yes, I did that for years. I've kind of slacked off a little bit now, but I love working with fabric. And so I was designing accents for the table and table runners, and then pillows for the couches. And then most recently, I designed some tops, little poncho tops, one size fits all tops for ladies, and I am selling those in some shops.
Oh, outstanding. Outstanding. Can they find that information on your website?
They can, but it's not really updated, and so I need to work on that and try to update some information on that. But yeah, I have it available, and if people want to know about it, I'd be glad to get the information to them.
Okay. Researching you a little bit, I knew a lot of this off the top of my head because I've been a fan your whole career, but I do learn things time to time that really throw me for a loop. But I read on your Facebook page, and you're active on Facebook, you appeared on an episode of The Dukes of Hazzard as Jenny the Bank Robber. What was that like?
Oh, yes, I did. I was a bad girl. I was a bank robber on Dukes of Hazzard, and I don't know why they gave me that part, but it was fun. It was interesting. It was a lot of work, though, to get up at 4:30 every morning and have makeup done, and we filmed it in an area outside of Los Angeles. It was very exciting. I'm glad I had that experience.
I don't reckon Bo and Luke took you to jump a creek or anything in the General Lee while they had you out there, did they?
No, they didn't, but I think I had to ride in it.
That'd be all right. Okay, coming up August 1st, you're going to be playing a show at Old Town Theater in Huntsville, Texas. That, again, is Saturday, August 1st, and you can get your tickets online at janiefricke.com. Now, recently, you've released a complete compilation album, so tell us about that and where it's available.
Yes, I'm so excited about it. It's called It Ain't Easy, the complete set of hits. And it's got every record I think I've ever done on it. It's got like 40 cuts. It contains the single hits, but it also has the duet, some of the duet songs I did with Johnny Duncan and Merle Haggard. And so we're really excited to have this product.
And that really covers the entire span of your career. So a must-have for any Janie Fricke fan. I know that's on the website, so go to janiefricke.com there. And I noticed you have actually recorded 2 bluegrass albums. So how did you find that experience?
Well, actually, it was 1 bluegrass album, and it's called The Countryside of Bluegrass. And it contains my hit songs with a taste and a feel of instruments that you would hear with bluegrass. The mandolin, the fiddle, and that sort of thing. And it was really fun working that album. But it's my hit songs done bluegrass style.
I like that idea. That's a neat concept.
Yes, it was fun to do.
Okay, well, tell us how the fans can keep up with you and your music online and on social media.
Well, and also we're working on a Christmas album right now, which if you're going to do a Christmas album, you have to do it in June. So we will be presenting that and bringing it out after August the 1st so people can have it for their collection for this coming holiday season.
Well,
so,
good.
We're recording and working on that now. I don't think we have a title for it yet, and it's not listed on the website yet, but it will be soon.
Okay, that's just a work in progress that you'll have done sometime by August, right? So that will, like
right.
I said, it'll
and
release
so,
after the 1st.
Mm-hmm. And they can go on a website on our website, janiefricke.com, and we'll put a little news blast about that on there, hopefully as soon as possible.
All right. Well, and all your cool adventures. Now, you've, like I said, you've done session musicianship. You've done your jingles. You've had a Hall of Fame career. Give me a good story, something that, you know, you just had to roll with the punches and something funny.
Oh, well, I think this, it was funny for me to be able to do a commercial that went to the moon on Apollo 12.
What commercial?
It, it's, We just sang a commercial for the astronauts, Apollo 12 with the weather. And that's all we did. And it went up on Apollo 12. And that surprised me to realize that I was going to be singing. My voice would be going to the moon. But it was quite an interesting, fun experience.
Well, see, now you've kind of done it all, I guess.
I guess so. If I've gone to the moon, that's about it, right?
Yes, ma'am. And, of course, on Facebook, at Janie Fricke, you can find her there. She's got a lot of followers. And look for her August 1st. I'll work with the Old Town Theater in Huntsville, try to get a pair of tickets to give away. So, very excited about seeing you. I know my wife is very excited about seeing you. I'm going to get to be a hero and take her to the show. So, Miss Janie Fricke, it is such a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking the time.
You too, Kenny. Thanks so much.
Yes, ma'am. And for Janie Fricke, I'm Kenny Graves on Willie 1550 and 98.7.